Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. In today's news, the municipality of Saint-Armand has passed a resolution to assure its English-speaking residents that it will provide municipal communications in English to the best of its ability. The resolution comes on the heels of Language Law Bill 96, which now limits municipalities from communicating with citizens in English if it does not hold a bilingual status. The only exceptions are for health, public safety, or, as worded in Bill 96, where the principles of natural justice so require. People who are eligible to receive education in English in Quebec, immigrants that have been here in the province for less than 6 months, and maintaining relations with people or groups outside Quebec are also exempt from the law. We had the opportunity to speak with Mayor of Saint-Armand, Caroline Rossetti, whom highlights the impacts of this particular element of Bill 96 on English-speaking citizens and why it was important for the municipality to work around the law for its residents. Caroline, I wanted to start off before we got into our interview by thanking you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with CIDI. I really appreciate your time.
Well, it's really, the pleasure's all mine. We really want to get the word out there that English is important.
Yeah. So, Caroline, as we're here today for our listeners' information to chat about a decision on part of the municipality of Saint-Armand, who recently passed a resolution within the context of Language Law Bill 96 to ensure its English-speaking residents that it will maintain communications in English to the best of its ability. I just wanted to start off by asking you why it was important for the municipality to work around this new language law, which, for those that don't know, limits a municipality's use of English and its communications to its citizens if it does not hold a bilingual status. Why was this so important for the municipality to do what it could within this context to communicate with its citizens in the language of their choice, I guess I could say?
Actually, English has been part of our municipality for as long as I can remember. We've always spoken both languages frequently, also amongst ourselves. Also, we call it sometimes what we might hear Anglais. So we skip from one to another pretty frequently. We actually thought we were closer. Statistics tell us that we're 27% Anglophones, but we actually thought physically that we were more than that. Myself, I'm categorized as a Francophone, but I use English very commonly. So when the Bill 96 came out and then we were told that it was officially illegal to use English in our communications, first of all, we thought that it was pretty rough as a bylaw to come and stop people from being informed or actually deprive them from any information that could be useful. Mm-hmm. We were happy to know that anything concerning security or legal rights or actually individual rights could be provided in both languages, but then that still meant that all of our community life was challenged to using only French while publishing or while inviting citizens to their own town's activity. And that we didn't care for very much. We actually, that's why we made a resolution. It was reinforced on June 1st. It became a law. They made some modifications, and then we can't use any language at all. We can't send any English information to any French citizen. And to me, that's, first of all, that's very ridiculous, as if their eyes will burn or something because they see English writing. We are all for promoting French, and we were happy to put it first in our communications or in bigger writing or just a bit more emphasis on French, but we still think that everybody should be allowed to understand what we're saying. And considering we have an elderly population, which is the one that is mainly concerned with the English versions or with the English information needed, we thought that was very irrespectful to just stop it from being published or for being informed.
Yeah. And like you were mentioning, you have an elderly senior population who are concerned here. So what sort of impacts have you seen this aspect of Bill 96 have on your English speaking citizens? I'm sure it's created some complications for some of those who are seeking out information in English, especially those who are elderly and who it might be more difficult for them to seek out that information.
It is difficult. And actually that's where we thought it was very hard, because they need to request English information. Once they've requested it, we can either send them by mail or specifically tell them that there's an English copy at Town Hall, which could be hard for them to move around or to come and get. We did not agree with that you have to make all these steps to try to get the same information as other people would just get easily. So the fact that we're a small town and that a lot of people know each other, we kind of already targeted people. We had a list and we targeted the English people that we knew, and mostly all the elderlies, some younger ones or people that are more at ease with social media or technology would be easier for them to reach out still. We're not fond of the reaching out part. We still think that's a lack of respect, but they seem to understand, or at least to bend to those recommendations. But we made a list of all of our citizens and we targeted some elderly people that we thought might need the extra push. So we, as counselors or as mayor, because town cannot contact them, as individual, contacted them to ask them if they wanted to request in English information, and so we kind of requested it for them.
Okay.
But it was still a lot of, we had to work around what was written, and that's just, to me, time should be spent somewhere else.
Yeah, that was actually a great leeway into my next question. You know, like, from my understanding, when I was researching the law, municipalities that do not have a bilingual status, like Saint-Amand, can only communicate in French unless these communications relate to, like you said, health, public safety, or principles of natural justice. This is what from I read during my research.
Exactly.
And there are also some exceptions for people who have the right to English education here, who previously communicated with the government in English, and immigrants who haven't been here for more than 6 months. So I really wanted to know how the municipality is working around the law exactly and using these exceptions to its advantage to ensure that it can provide as much communication to English residents in English as possible. I know this is something that you had to figure out how to work around a little bit.
Yes. As an individual, I'm allowed to inform people that there is, for example, we have a little journal that comes out every 2 months to inform people of things that are going on in the town. And as an individual, I can inform people on that there's an English version at Town Hall, or that we can send it by email. So, for example, I take my Facebook, my personal Facebook account, and then I would write, oh, La Voix Municipale is out. Make sure, if you need an English copy, please call Town Hall, or you can get one at Town Hall. So I can tell them as me being an individual, but the town cannot write Voix Municipale est sortie, English version available at Town Hall. So there's a lot of little things like that we need to work around and that we voluntarily do. Me and our counselors are all very much for both languages, so we voluntarily just pitch in and do our individual work, if you can call it like that. I don't think it should come down to that, but we do it. That's how we can work around what's written. We also did a resolution, though, so that we informed the government, le ministère de la langue, that after June 1st, whatever, what was all stricter and everything like that, we intended on. So we wanted to inform them that as of that date, and that was for July's council meeting, so as of July, we would continue to provide information in both languages for any community activity. We kind of went towards the inclusion version of that. So we want to include everybody. We want everybody to feel included and welcome. So we want to integrate everyone. So we're trying to go, we're bending in so many ways to try to find ways that we can go around it. So everything that's community-wise, we got covered, or we're advising them that we plan on maintaining both languages for all our publications towards the community activities. We also mentioned that our fire station has partnerships with Swanton in Vermont, because we're very close to the border. So we will continue all communications in both languages because of this partnership, we can't jeopardize that. So we inform them about that. We inform them also that we have a lot of tourists in our town, and we want to make sure that they get around properly and that they have proper information. So we try to cover all of our bases using individual rights, using what the law used to tell us that we couldn't, and we mainly inform them. We're waiting. We prefer not to have a response, but we're thinking we might eventually get a response that that's not possible. But we still wanted to make, we wanted it to be public and for the government to know that we were going to go beyond what we could to try to communicate with our population.
Yeah, so basically you're kind of trying to find the loopholes and what they deem the exception to kind of get the information out there in whatever way possible.
Exactly. And by informing them, we're figuring out that we informed you, therefore if you don't communicate back with us, we're considering that you are tolerating us.
Yes.
Because we did not get any sanctions, but we were told very strictly that we had been doing things wrongly and that we needed to correct our situation. So we did correct a few things, but like we send out our voix municipale only in French, and now most of our population know that if they want it in English, they can ask for it, or we even already have a list to whom we send it automatically in English. So some parts we corrected, but small communications like, oh, there's bingo tonight, it would be odd to just send them a mailing, like a postage letter to say, oh, bingo tonight. That's just, so all of our Facebook publications are, if we really can't do them in English, they're in French. And then we have counselors and me sharing them on our personal pages saying, translating them as well.
Wow. So you kind of have to step outside your roles as counselors just to kind of work around it and get this information out there.
Yes. I think it's been appreciated also. Also, the fact that it's a resolution and that it was public and that there's an official document sent to the government, it just, it makes our population believe in what we're saying a little bit more. Because I think it's easy to say, oh, well, sorry, that's like, we can't do it anymore. But we're showing them that not only we can't, but we're trying to find ways around it, because we truly believe that everybody should be respected and have the information in their main language.
Yes, for sure. And I wanted to ask you as well, because the social or community events, does that fall under their exception? Does that or not? So that's why you think you might get another warning coming back at you.
Technically, we shouldn't be allowed to publish them in English.
Okay.
We can send the information to those who request it in English. We can translate it for them. But if they don't request it, we should only publish in French. That's why we went around and saying, well, we think inclusion is very important and we think everybody should feel welcome, and some of them won't or don't know that they can ask or they request. We can't even send them an English letter explaining that as of now, if they want any information in English, they have to request it. So that's how funny all of this is, or ironic.
So as a municipality, you wouldn't even be able to inform people in English that you can't access in English. You would have to have write that announcement in French.
Yep. We had our resolution translated and I shared it as a personal, on my personal Facebook account. And so we can't, the town couldn't put its logo on it, or the town couldn't sign it.
Wow. Okay, I didn't realize how strict it was. That's crazy.
We've had answers from towns around saying, well, somebody has to make it, to file a complaint. But considering we were already under their radar, we're trying to be very much by the book while trying to find the loopholes in whatever we can wait. We don't want to trigger anything, or we don't want any, because there'll be, we know that the Office de la Langue Québécoise will be, I'll say, watching us, but the Office Québécois is not going to come down and look around. But we're still trying to make sure that we're by the book but respecting our citizens. So that's a tricky part, making everybody happy.
Yes, yes, that's very difficult these days. And and from my understanding, you also sent a copy of this resolution to our local MNA representative, Isabelle Charest, as well. And I was just wondering, what did her office have to say about it all? I'm very curious to hear.
At this point, we only got an accusé de réception. We had mentioned it also because Madame Charest is very close to her population. She usually takes a meeting with us every, I'd say, seasonal meetings with all of the towns that are in her county, and we had our seasonal meeting, and we mentioned that it wasn't, we weren't happy about this new law, and it was extra work and extra time that we had to spend in just to make sure that people got the right information. And it's already hard for people to get all the information because of all the social media, the postage, there's so many ways to talk to our citizens that it's hard for us to give them all the information they need. Mm-hmm. And now that we have to be careful with language and only say it in French and then provide it in English. And Madame Charest, I think we were one of the first ones to mention how on the field it's very hard to apply, and it's hard to not to have people being offended by this law. It's as if they thought, well, we're doing something good for the French language. We're going to protect the French language without really thinking that it could offend Anglophones or English-speaking people. So I think it was she did say that she was going to look into it, but we haven't had any comeback yet. Usually summer is a bit quieter, though, so...
Okay, I was just curious because, yeah, she is our representative, so if anyone can bring anything to the table, it would be her, right? So,
yes.
Okay. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Caroline. I was just curious to see, you know, what municipalities who don't have bilingual status are doing to kind of work around this, and it's just really interesting to see what you're doing. And I really appreciate your time, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about this or that you want to mention to township that you think would be important for them to be aware of, or St. Almond residents?
Not really. I think we need to continue fighting for this. I think the way we're fighting it right now is proper. I don't care for manifestations or or things like that, but I think we need to step up, and we still need to say that New Brunswick does it. Why can't we just promote bilingualism? That would be my ideal. And I know people are scared that French will disappear. I don't think so. I think we're depriving Quebecers from having a more complete file to their personalities. I think the more language we know, the most we speak both language or very commonly, or that we're at ease with all of it, more doors are open. So I would really recommend us to continue fighting for this.
Well, thank you so much again, Caroline, for chatting with CIDI. I really appreciate it.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.